You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Life is meaningless apart from a relationship with God. Know more about this truth in week one of this series based on the book of Ecclesiastes, Wholehearted.
Now we start a new series. It will be on the book of Ecclesiastes. Okay, that book is very famous because of all the questions. It's a book, all the questions, pero yung mga questions na yon, try to aims, the aim of those questions is actually to answer life's questions. Okay? Naisip nyo ba yun, di ba? Parang tayo, on our own, pagising pa lang umaga, may mga tanong na tayo, di ba? Parang punong-puno na tayong tanong. Maybe some of you here ang tanong nyo, why do I exist? Di ba? Or why? Yung buhok nyo ayaw pumantay, like ako kanina umaga, ayaw pumantay. Why today of all the days to have a bad hair day? Di ba? I don't know. I remember, I have a daughter, if you don't know it, I have a daughter, 4-year-old Lara. And at 4-year-old, sobrang dami niyang tanong. And usually, pag tanong niya, sometimes, all dressed up. And then she would ask me, Dad, why are you wearing that? I'm going to the office. Sunod-sunod yun. Next question, why are you going to the office? I have to work. He said, okay, Dad, why do you need to work? Because I need to earn money. Gusto ko sana sabihin calling, di ba? I have a calling, I'm a pastor, pero feel ko lalalim lalo yung usapan. So sabi ko, I have to work. I need to pay for diaper, for your milk, for your... Sabi niya, okay, but Dad, di ba we have a big God? Doesn't He give us all that we need? Why do you need money? O nga naman. Di ba? So sinabi ko, okay, buy si Tart, in-endorse ko na sa asawa ko, sabay takbo, kaya mo sagutin yan, bahala ka na. Full of questions. Different stages of our life stages, we are full of questions. Nasa loob pala lang dyan, may tanong na eh. Ang tanong ng mga tao pag nasa loob ng dyan yung baby. Ano kaya yan? Boy or girl? Di ba? Can you flash that picture? It's a very long segue for this. That's the youngest member of our church. For those who do not know her, she's Erin, medyo mahaba to, bear with me. Erin Kayla Chua Buenazeta Cruz. Okay, she's the daughter. She was just born last Friday of one of our Victory Group leader who has helped us plant this church, Dr. Boo Buenazeta Cruz, and his wife Laika, who was the admin for kids ministry. Kaya nyo kilala si Laika. For 6 years she has been an admin, and she just gave birth. Why do we rejoice? This baby wasn't supposed to be born. Okay, the doctor told her. Doctors, nga pinaalala sa akin kanina umaga. Doctors told us. That she can't have a baby. Guess what? There's the baby. That's God, okay? That's God right there. That's why we rejoice. Wait, ang tanong kaagad, di ba? Pag ganyan, may tanong kaagad, sino ba kamukha? Si daddy o si mommy? Di ba? Question na naman. Pag naging estudyante na yan, ang tanong, okay, what do you want to be? Erin, what do you want to be when you grow up? When growing up, single, ang tanong naman, when are you gonna have a boyfriend? Diba? Yung ibang single talaga. Diba? Tapos pag single, ang next naman ng tanong, when are you gonna, pag nagkaroon na ng boyfriend, where are you gonna get engaged? Diba? Pag engaged na, when are you gonna get married? Pag married na, when are you gonna have a baby? Pag baby, may baby ka na, when are you gonna have the second baby? You understand? It's a life cycle of questions. Questions and questions. Indeed, life is full of questions. But I believe the question we need to ask first is, what is the true meaning of life? That those people who answered from that magical roulette, naisip ko nga, sabi ko, sana may roulette rin ako dito. You know? But truly, they have different answers to what life is for them. Di ba? Kung anong meaning ng life sa kanila, I do believe for that season, whatever kung ano hinaharap nila, yun yung sinasagot nila. My question is that we won't just be sitting here today, but actually we will ask ourselves, okay, that you will be moved to ask really those hard questions, those soul questions, that really, as you live your life right now, what is the meaning of life for you? This 3 weeks, we're going to go 3 weeks on this series, and we're going to try to answer, is there any reason for living? That's for today. Next week, is there a way to be truly happy? How many of you want to hear this? Yeah, of course. Then, is it possible to actually be in control of your life? to be in control of my life. I remember one time when I was a businessman before I went to full time. I thought I was in control of my life. I thought as early as 19 years old, I had a direction in my mind. Medyo headstrong ako, and my family supported me all the way. So I said, I'm gonna make it big because I'm the one in control. Alam mo, if life then was like driving a car, I was in the front seat. No one beside me. Everybody in the back, and I steer. And then suddenly, it went out of control. Di ba? Medyo umikot-ikot pa. And then when I let go of the steering wheel, hindi pala ako in control. My prayer is that we would know who is in control. And if it's you who's in control, you would know that, I think we need God to be there, to be in control. In reverence to God's word, can I ask everybody to stand up as we read Ecclesiastes 1-3 and start today with a prayer. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Father, it's our prayer today that you just don't give us the answer, but actually, Lord, you show yourself to us. Lord, that we will experience you in a different way, that we will able to comprehend, Lord, your very direction, Lord God, for our lives, and that we would obey fully because, Lord, our end goal, Lord God, is to meet you, be with you. Lord, illuminate your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say, you may take your seats. This is the book that King Solomon wrote. King Solomon is the wisest man, the wisest king. And during 2 Chronicles to 1 Kings, it was that time that God asked him, Solomon, anything, what do you want? What do you need? And Solomon answered him, wisdom. He could ask for any wealth in the world, kingdoms over kingdoms, but he said, no, I want wisdom. And he did. It was written with a person who had it all, had everything at his disposal. Hindi lang siya hari, sobrang makapangyarihan hari at sobrang talino pang hari. Sobrang talino, sobrang intelligent, highly intellectual that people from different kingdoms would go to him and ask and seek for advice. Ganun siya. Ganun siya katalino. Ganun siya kalakas. He had a great start. He made the right decision. He asked the right question. He valued more about his wisdom than anything. He was humble. He wanted to rule, but he wanted to rule not for himself, but to give himself out. How many of you can say that one time in your life you started that way too? I started that way too. I had a noble intention in my life, but that was my intention. But I praise God for his direction now. Solomon humbly looked to God. He wouldn't even budge. Before making a decision, he would make a wise decision by asking God first. That was him. Great start. But it wasn't that way all the way. When success happened, it got to him. When fame, power, money, corruption came in, guess what? Everything seemed to crumble down. Slowly. Even relationship. At one point, he had more than 1,000 women. 1,000. Okay? Ako, isa lang asawa ko. May anak akong babae. So, dalawa na sila. Hirap na ako. 1,000. Di ba? Ang pinaka-ano pa doon, 1,000. So, may mother-in-law. Ay, wag na nga tayo pumunta doon. Sorry. Malakas loob ko. Wala mother-in-law ko dito. This is actually how King Solomon views success. Was he successful? I think he was successful. In verse 2, it reveals how he really felt. Meaningless. Meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Where you are in this season, whether you feel that you are successful, you are a nobody, you are striving, you don't know where you are, apart from God, it is meaningless. This is from Solomon. He wrote this book, not just a life chronicle. It was him who made this out writing all his life's experiences and actually checking out, dissecting, ito ba talaga yung buhay? And comparing, ito ba yung buhay nang wala ako, nang wala ang Diyos? Or ito ba yung buhay kung andiyan ka, Diyos? Meaningless is mentioned 5 times in verse 2. Okay? How weird, huh? Okay, yung mga nahihirapang mag-memorize ng verse, mabilis i-memorize to. Okay? Kasi 5 beses, meaningless lang na meaningless. Pero don't stop there, okay? Baka yun lang na-memorize nyo, meaningless talaga, di ba? 5 times in that verse, plus 29 times in the book of Ecclesiastes. In ESV, meaningless is translated to vanity. Vanities, vanities. Okay, when you think about vanity, ano yung una nakikita nyo? At ang naalala nyo, di ba? Yung selfie. Di ba magsi-selfie ka kasi chine-check mo yung hair mo. Tapos, oops, na-post mo rin. Vanity yon, vain. Parang ganun. The root word of vanity, the root word, the Hebrew word is habel. Habel, which literally means mist, vapor, breath. Okay? So vanity, meaningless, is like singaw. Okay? Just breath. Vapor, mist. Once you see it, wala na siya. Metaphorically, meaning fleeting, elusive, temporary. Fleeting. Keep on chasing it, it'll be gone. Try to get a handful of sand. What will happen? Diba? After a while, the sand would disappear. Try to grasp your breath. Can you grasp it? Check nyo muna. Magano muna kayo. Bago. Baka gumano kayo kagad. Ah, mas lean yung katabi nyo. Kaya may candy sa labas eh. What are you chasing? What are you chasing for? What consumes you? Is it meaningless? Is everything meaningless? Is everything temporary? You know, been doing some counseling, and people would often ask, Pastor, what is the real purpose of life? I would go back at him or her and say, I don't know. What is your purpose in your life? It's not how you live it, but really who you offer it to, who you draw your strength from. Is your life centered on your career? Okay, tamaan na yung ano ah, tamaan na yung tamaan. Next month naman ako ulit magbi-preach eh. Is your life centered on your family? That's noble, I'm sorry. It's noble, it's good. But it shouldn't be made the ultimate thing. Have you heard the question a while ago? Yung isang bata tinanong, why do you work? I work for my family. Do you know that's often the answer that we hear when you ask why people work? I work for to uplift the standard of living of my family. But is that really the purpose of why you're working? Did God call you to work just for that? Those will be fleeting. Those will be temporary. In the 41 years of my life, I've experienced success. And really, success is overrated. It's overrated. Success is temporary. How you view success can actually lead you even to misery if not handled right. Here are a list of people who made it big. Up until now, you would recall their name. Up until now, you would see their work of art. You would read what they've created. But these people died tragically. These people died committing suicide. First person here is Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh is a very famous Dutch impressionist, painter of so many stuff. One of yung mayroon siya isang painting sold over 180 million US dollar. He shot himself. He shot himself tragically. Dutch author Virginia Woolf. This lady, I knew about her. I knew about reading her work because it was forced unto me. Okay, sa school. Kung saan kami nag-aaral, pinabasa talaga siya pa for book report. I want to be honest, hindi ko siya natapos. I remember reading Miss Dalloway. She died by drowning herself. Egyptian queen, Cleopatra. Hindi si Elizabeth Taylor. Yung totoong Cleopatra. You know how she died? She died by inducing a snake to bite her. Crazy, di ba? Kumuha ka ng ahas, pinipet mo yung ahas, tapos sige, natukain mo ako. American writer Ernest Hemingway, one of my favorite author, who wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls, gunshot wound in the head, shot himself. Kaya pala medyo ganun yung dating nung ano niya, nung literature niya. How about this person, Judas, the Jewish disciple Judas, who was beside Jesus, who Jesus even trusted as his treasurer, hang himself. Do you want to be successful? Tahimik kayo. Oy, kailangan gusto niyo successful. Yes. Do you want to be successful? We can be successful. But really, how you view success, how you take in success, how you prioritize to be successful, we did explain your destiny in Christ. King Solomon then poses his question. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? If you want to be successful, you have to work for it. You have to know whether it's gainful, whether it be profitable, whether it be kumikita ka or hindi. But really, are you working it, toiling it under the sun to no avail? He is questioning now, even your work. Gain means to benefit, to profit, or advantage. Let's paraphrase this verse 3. Pag pinaka-rephrase mo siya, para sa ganito, what do you have to show for your life? Is it just working and working over time? What is your reason for living? Pastor, my reason for living is kasi I want to meet Him na. Singles, I know that God wants to bless you, not just to be single all the time. But the main thing is not just to finding your soulmate. Even where you are right now, God can actually use you. Moms, there are some moms that would come to church and talk to us and say, Pastor, yung asawa ko kasi nasa abroad, ganito na lang ba talaga maging buhay namin? Pag-pray naman natin na makahanap na siya ng mas decenteng trabaho dito. It's hard for us to accept the fact that you have to go abroad. It's a noble cause. Okay? Our country is taking pride in sending our human resources abroad. To what avail? Families being separated. This is like a burden in our hearts now. Seeing the facts that 80% of those OFW who goes abroad, their family would turn into a broken family. 80%. Medyo malaki ho yun. The church that Pastor Lee just came from, Church of Victory Macau, Every Nation Macau, when we went there, we did parenting seminar. That was the cry of their hearts, that they had to be there. I'm not saying that it's not good for you to go abroad and work. But you can do so and still prioritize your family, God, your relationship, and make sure that those priorities, especially doing it from and by God, would go first. Do you gain? What do you gain? King Solomon had a very honest approach. This is of his approach. Ecclesiastes is his approach on seeing what is the true situation of my life. Ano ba yung totoong sitwasyon? Do we ever get to do that? Or do we just walk in every Sunday, raise our hand, feel good, go out, and then start all over again? If that is you, if you've been doing this for weeks, months, or years now, this is the message for you. To have that check. To make sure that you are honest enough and say, no, Lord, bakit ganito lang ba talaga? Ito lang ba yung totoong meaning ng buhay ko? You have to be first satisfied with God to be able to satisfy any relationship. I hold this so dear. that when my wife and I gave, we gave our lives back to the Lord, when we surrender our lives to the Lord, we had to go separate ways. Separate ways in seeking God. Kanya-kanya muna kami. Ang motto namin, actually it's a verse, but ang motto namin dun is, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will follow. Because that's true. We had to do it on our own individually. If you are searching now your true meaning and purpose, have you seek God first? Or, this is what you often do. Ano to, confession, I used to do this first. I map up everything. I mind map, I make a plan. Kung architect ka or engineer ka, mag-blueprint ka, and then you lay it there and say, God, bless me. Bless me. No, that's not it. Even in your planning, God has to be first. Before you ask God to bless your plans, you have to ask for that direction first. I remember my children, when both of my boys are here in front, and whenever we go to school, we would pray, and I would love it for them to have high grades in their school. Di ba mga parents? Ilang parents dito, pwede taas ng kamay? Gusto nyo ba maging honor students yung anak nyo? Yeah, of course. Of course, we want to. But you know what? We don't push them. We pray for them. We encourage them. But we always leave them with this verse in Colossians 3:23. Work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Not for men. Not for us. Not for us, your parents. Work at it for the Lord. For the Lord. I remember a very famous ministry worker. She's part of the Catholic Church, but she did so many work sharing the gospel, sharing God's love to people. Mother Teresa. But when Mother Teresa died, everybody knows Mother Teresa. She became a saint at once. But when she died, we saw decades and decades of journal of her life saying that she's not actually happy. She was actually looking for the meaning of life. She couldn't find life in what she's doing. She goes to AIDS victim. She, di ba, lahat pinapakain niya to the homeless, to the poor, to the needy. She would be there. But she couldn't find her purpose. She started to become lost. You know why? She forgot the best equation of that love to share, which is from Jesus Christ. She forgot Christ. There was a point in her life, decades before she died, that wala na pala si Jesus. So that happened. Do not make good things to be ultimate things. Do not make good things to be the ultimate things. If there are good things that you're doing, good. But they're not the ultimate thing. Ultimate thing is finding your purpose and then doing what God has called you. And Solomon learned the hard way. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 8. All things are wearisome. More than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. This is Solomon saying that, acknowledging, ang dami ko nang ginawa, lahat to ginawa ko na, feeling successful, powerful, rich, very smart, but still, life is empty. You know why? Because apart from your relationship with Christ, life will surely be empty. You have to go back again to Christ, who gave you everything. And then acknowledge Him and know that what you're doing is for Him. Apart from Christ, life is really empty. Have you heard of the phrase YOLO? Y-O-L-O? Huh? Yung iba yes, yung iba yo? Di ba? My kids, hindi ko alam, pero I'm gonna say, my kids, they trust us enough that they would lend us their cell phone and their gadget so we can check what's inside. And sometimes we find those weird inscriptions. Tingin namin, inscriptions. Buti na lang may Google, okay? That you can Google everything, okay? YOLO. YOLO is you only live once. Have you heard of that, you only live once? You know, that, you only live once. Good, you know? Parang dati natin yun, one life to live. Okay naman, maganda naman yung tunog. Pero after yung kinoconnect, how you see that, how you perceive that, and then what do you do next, yun yung medyo tragic at times. There are some young people that would say, okay, you only live once. Parang you only live once, so why not try drugs? Because you only live once, eh. Drugs are already in our school as early as elementary. Do you know that? Elementary. They entice kids to start young. You know why? Because you only live once. You only live once. And some would even use this tagline to get people to bed. Parang na, kailangan mo ba bang maging virgin? Hindi na uso yan, no? Because you only live once. Huh? You only live once. And then once they get it, what will happen? Ay, I've been used, wasted, crushed. So you feel that you're taken for granted. Parang feel mo basura ka na. You only live once. Because if you have that burden now, you feel that you're like dead or you're dying slowly. This is the reality of life. And Solomon, as early as his days, he knew how success, he knew how things apart from God would look like. And even though you only live once, you have to know that you have to live it fully, not empty. Christ says in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. True. Young people, you may only live once, but don't waste it. Because Christ came for you and I to give us life, real life. Okay? Life, and live it to the full. Live it to the full is not to do chug-chug party. Live it to the full does not mean pwede andito ako sa church, kasama ko lang yung mga kasama ko sa Victory Group, vibe-vibe lang kami, cool-cool lang kami. Pero pagdating sa bahay, wala na. What's that? Empty. It's empty. John 10:10 promises, Jesus promises to give us a life that's full. This life is the life that hindi ka lang nag-exist. Sometimes kasi you think you're alive, but you're just existing. You're occupying space, you're breathing the air, but you're living it like dead. You're like a zombie. Jesus say, I have come so that you might have life, what you were created for. Now, all of a sudden, these things do have a meaning. The meaning of life is living it with that relationship with Jesus. Now your identity, now you're not identified by the party, by your boyfriend, by your girlfriend, by your work, by your promotion. No. Now your identity is in Christ. Amen? Solomon in the latter part, view life as just like a, para lang daw siya nasa carousel. In Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9, he says, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. So it's not just empty. But what he's looking at, he's saying now is, life is but routinary apart from the relationship with Christ. It's just routinary. It's how I viewed life before. I was born into a Chinese family, and we were taught that when after school we would be business people. Kami magbabantay ng tindahan ng parents namin. Tapos papalaguin namin. Tapos pag lumago na yon, pag nagkaroon kami ng anak, when they grow up, we would pass then the baton to them. Actually, it's the key to the store, and then they would take over the store, and then they would manage the store. They would have children, and then children would grow up, and then they would pass the key of the stores to them again, and then, dire-diretso lang yun. And one time, I thought, that's not bad. That's not bad. Because my father started the business, not too good, small. Then got bigger, 2 to 3 branches. And then, we got our home, cars. Dati wala siyang kotse. And then, sabi ko, this is not bad. There was a season that I just went with the flow. I sat down because I have my own chair. I have my own store. My dad gave me my own store. I sat my own chair, just flipped the pages in the newspaper, and then, ting, 5 o'clock, time to go. Diba? I didn't even have to clock out because I can just ring the cash register, get the money, and then I'm out. And then party again. And then next day, have to be in the office 9 o'clock. I got there 11. I never get there at 9. I'm always late because I'm the boss. Okay? Routinary. Just became a routine. Then it got old. Then it got boring. Why? Because I wasn't living the purpose that God has for me. Whether you're a student, whether you're on a job, whether you're searching for a job, whether you're in a profession, whether you are a homemaker, that's your calling. You have to understand that that's our calling. If we don't know that that's the purpose for God in our lives, it will be routinary. And guess what? It would be boring. Hindi mo makikita yung purpose mo kasi. Can you show the next picture? I love this picture. I've made this picture some time ago when we did the series, One Life to Live. That's how I like my epitome to show. Larry Uy. Hindi ko nilagay Lawrence Uy kasi Lawrence Uy yung totoong pangalan ko eh. Baka maligaw yung mga dadalaw sa akin. So Larry Uy na lang. 1973 to 2073, I don't know, 100 years, I'm not sure. Man after God's own heart, because I love David, and that's who David is. And I want to be a man after God's own heart. But you know what's the most important thing there? You know what? It's a website. No, no, just kidding. It's the small thing there in the middle of 1973 and 2073. That you call the dash, the hyphen. That's the one that's important. Because that small thing right there shows how you live your life. So do you want to live a life routinary? Or do you want to live a life that God has called you to live? Kung ano yung purpose mo dun sa life. Balik tayo kay Solomon na, wait, si Solomon to. King! Si Solomon, kapangyarihan, hari, mayaman, guwapo siguro, 1,000 women, guwapo. He goes back again saying it's meaningless, useless, trash. Verse 10, is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new. It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. He's saying here, sa lahat ng ginawa ko, everything that I've done, everything that I've shown for, King would come to me and ask for advice. People would come here and hail me, give me treasure. I'm the wisest man. But still, he feels that life is temporary. It's fleeting. Makakalimutan na daw siya. After one generation, hindi na siya maaalala. Because that's true. Nothing in success, okay? Maybe maalala kung ano ginawa, pero makakalimutan ka kung sino yung gumawa ng success story niya. They might know what you did, but they won't even remember you. That's success. It's fleeting. It's empty. It's temporary. It's like a singaw. Mist, vapor. Before, as I viewed success, I want to be successful in my life because I want to prove something to my dad. My dad is self-made. Self-made ba tawag doon? Self-made. He studied his way to college. He became a CPA. He started working in a firm. Then later on, he owned the store that he was working in. Ibang klase. Sabi ko, sobrang success story. That I want to emulate him. But I had to prove myself wrong over and over because I couldn't. Because I was training at the wrong direction, at the wrong motivation, at the wrong purpose. Then every time I fail, wala kang hahawakan. Babalik ka uli sa, di na ako magiging successful. Bakit kasi ganito lang ako? Meaningless. So you keep on toiling. You keep on looking for answer. It's empty. You keep on looking back and then you go back again. Para ka naka-treadmill. Alam niyo yung treadmill? I do the treadmill every day. Yeah. Treadmill. 2 hours ka sa treadmill. Once you get off, where are you? Huh? Still there. You're still there. 2 hours. Go again. 2 more hours, like I do. I do 4 hours a day. A year pala. When you get off, what happens? You're still there. You want to go another 2 hours? No, I'm tired. You're back where you started. You might be tired. You might be, alam mo yun, nanghihina ka na. But guess what? You're still there. King Solomon, verse 12 says, the teacher was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. Verse 14, I have seen all things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, chasing after the wind. What are you chasing after? Are you still grasping for those breath? Or are you grasping for breath? Iba yun, grasping, breath, success, fleeting, or you're grasping na of breath. Ibig sabihin, nawawalan ka ng hininga. Ibig sabihin, you're actually lost. Where are you right now? Where are you right now? Let's do a soul search, soul check. This is the message I want to leave with all of us today, is that life is meaningless apart from a relationship with God. Life is meaningless. Whether you're successful, you're going to be successful, praise God. You have been successful, praise God. God could restore that. But still, life is meaningless apart from the relationship with God. I love this poem of C.T. Studd. Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart and from my mind would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last from last. How are you living your life now? You know, it's good to hear messages like this. You get encouraged. Ayoko na tanongin kung ilan na encourage, baka ako yung may discourage. But you get encouraged, di ba? Sunday service, you're pumped up. Let's go, let's do this. But the reality tomorrow when you wake up, it's Monday. It's Monday. But apart from Christ, you're going to feel that over and over again. You're going to feel empty. You're going to feel routinary. And you will think that everything is temporary. You know what you do? We have to respond. Messages, I do believe this is God's message from you. Actually, inagaw ko tong preaching kay Pastor Lee. Pastor Lee came in Thursday night and Friday. He could have done the preaching, started with the preaching already. But I said, Pastor Lee, can I have this? Because I do believe this is God's message for all of us today. But we need to respond. The message is just a message if you don't respond. In John, I want to close it with this. John 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was nothing, anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This should be our response, to accept the one that is sent for us to live a life that is full, to us to live a life that is full of purpose, for us to live a life that we can freely give to whomever. I love the WSM version. I'm going to read this and then we're going to close in prayer. In the beginning was the reason. The reason for life was God. The reason was in the beginning with God. All things were made with a reason, and without a reason, not anything was made. And the reason for living became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the Son, the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. What is the meaning of life? If you read Ecclesiastes over and over again, there's no answer. But the meaning of life is Jesus Christ. It's in a person. It's in a person. He is the reason. Can I have every head bowed as we pray? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for paving the way. Lord, how foolish we are oftentimes. That even face up front, Lord, we can't even realize, Lord, that that is us. That is our life. That our life is not being after those success. Putting them, Lord, as primary things in our lives, as ultimate things. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace, for your very miracle of salvation, that we can come here and know the true reason of why we live, the true reason, Lord, of why we even exist. Father, I pray, Lord, that as you stir up our hearts with your message, Lord, that you will give us faith. Faith to move from where we are to where we ought to be. Lord, let your humble servant pray, Lord, for two sets of people this afternoon. First, for those who, you know, you've been with Christ. Some of you, you've been with Christ for so long that parang routine na lang. Or that you know who Christ is. You have experienced Him, but experience lang. You have served Him with all your life, but He seems so far from you. If that is you, I want you to raise up your hands and acknowledge that. Be humble. See those hands. Thank you. See those hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You can put down your hands. Father, you see these hands, Lord. Alam mo naman, Lord, that they know your promise in their lives. They know, Lord, where they ought to be. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will refresh them. Lord, I pray, Lord, for a fresh encounter to happen now. I do believe, Lord God, Lord, that even when they open their Bibles, na sometimes yung iba matagal na hindi minuksan, but it's a fresh encounter, Lord God. Lord, that your promises, which is true yesterday, today, tomorrow, would live out again in their very lives, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would manifest. Lord, there will be fruits and fruits upon fruits, Lord God. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that there's nothing that would stop them, not even situations, Lord, in their family or in their very work, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them and they would know, Lord, how big you are and how you are in control all the time, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.